Thank you for joining us on More Than That, a podcast where we dive a little bit deeper into what was preached on Sunday morning. We hope that this is enriching to your walk with Christ and that you love God and people that much more so that we can extend the glory of God to the people he has placed in our lives. So buckle up and enjoy the conversation.
Hey everybody, welcome to More Than That. I'm Gus Bird.
And Rafael Mganda.
I want to thank you for listening to this podcast where we give the pastor, the preacher from the previous Sunday, a chance to share a little bit more on the sermon that he preached last Sunday. So the whole idea is that there's often things that need to be, that get cut from a sermon for the sake of time, but it would still be beneficial for the church body. So we'd like to give the pastor, the preacher, an opportunity, just like Paul, when he shares the gospel, and then he says more than that. It gives the pastor to share more than that. So we start every conversation off with, besides me ranting, is, pastor, if you had 10 more minutes with your church, what would you share with them?
When it comes to the fear of God, I know I touched a little bit at the end about how it's meant to affect all of our lives. I think just really like continually having a little bit more explanation on how the fear of God is really a good thing. Instead of just that word fear kind of becomes a very confusing, when it comes to just like how in the Bible, sometimes obviously like the Bible is going to say that like the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but at the same time, fear not is actually like the word that is repeated the most. Mm-hmm. Where at the end of the day, like we're meant, the Bible is going to say, do not be afraid a lot, but yet at the same time, it still calls you to fear the Lord. So, So just like really kind of just running into that tension, of really helping just people to not to confuse those two words, that there is a lot of places, like for example, if you go in Zechariah, talking about Jesus' salvation, says that we, being delivered from the hand of the enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And then even Hebrews chapter 2, verse 15, that Christ came to specifically deliver those who through fear of death were subjected from, you know, lifelong slavery. Or even just like when you kind of, it's like there's a lot more places where it's like fear not, fear not, fear not. But yet at the same time, the Bible's going to say the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Mm-hmm. The fear of the Lord, teach me your way that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name, Psalm 86:11. So you're just kind of looking, or even Isaiah 33:6, that say the fear of the Lord is Zion's treasure. Where the Bible is going to say, perfect love casts away fear, that the sinful fear, but it restores also the godly fear. Mm-hmm. Which is really like, at the end of the day, that fear becomes the preoccupation. I think we need to, what believers need to be doing day in, day out, reading the Bible, getting to know the Lord, is that, like, at the end of the day, we're growing in the fear of the Lord. Mm-hmm. We're meant to target growing, like, and growing in the fear of the Lord is basically like growing in giving him the dignity and the honor and the respect and the heaviness that he has. Mm-hmm. Someone who doesn't give something dignity, they cheapen their value. Mm-hmm. So meaning that, like, at the end of the day, having God become the fear, like, have become the main object of our fear, means that, like, we respect him above everything, and therefore everything else kind of filters in underneath that. That confidence in God that is also outlined, for example, in Hebrews 13, for example, where you see God saying that, like, where it says that, like, keep your life free from the love of money, be satisfied with what you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor abandon you. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. Mm-hmm. Right? What can man do to me? If all of a sudden that this is now like how it leaks into the rest of our lives. Just that whole idea of like, man, I'm keeping my life free from the love of money. I'm satisfied with what I have because I have one that, like, I have one that I take seriously. That if he promised that he'll never leave me, that means that he's a man of his word. That's the fear of God at work. The fear of God at work is just taking God seriously and taking his word seriously, so that basically every promise becomes ours there. So at the end of the day, like, this is why this is a very important topic that we're actually going to be diving into for the next couple of weeks. In his book Rejoice and Tremble, Michael Reeves kind of says this, that our culture has lost God as the proper object of fear. So that fear of God was a happy and healthy fear that controlled all other fears, reigning in anxiety. So without society having lost God as the proper object of healthy fear, and our culture is necessarily becoming more neurotic and then anxious, and ousting God from our culture, other concerns from personal health to health of the planet have assumed a divine ultimacy in our minds. Mm-hmm. Good things have become cruel and pitiless idols, and thus we feel helpless and fragile, and society fills with anxieties. And so he says that the loss of the fear of the Lord is what ushered in our age of anxiety. But the fear of God is the very antidote to all our fretfulness. Where it's just like, the fear of God is literally like, that's at least like even driving that point of like, hey, there's nothing else to fear because God has come in Jesus Christ and he's drawn closer to you. Mm-hmm. Like one of my favorite theologians said, the Most High has become the most near, you know. The Most High has become the most near, which is in Jesus. He has become Emmanuel. Mm-hmm. And then, so not only that, the most powerful, what did he say?
The Most High becomes the most near. The commander of the heavenly armies becomes your brother. And what was the third one? Oh, I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that... kind of closes the gap of that fear of being afraid that drives you away from him. It's now like this fear of actually like, man, this great glorious God is also my father. Mm-hmm. And then also Jesus is also my brother. So that then, like, it's a fear that draws you closer to him, closer to him through the mediator that God has given. It's a fear that, like, basically, like, then now keeps God exclusive in terms of, like, you don't allow anything else to have a greater voice in your life than this God, you know. And then at the same time, and then it begins to seep into every single area of our lives. Can you imagine if the fear of God began, if who God is began to affect our money, began to affect our marriages, began to affect our health, began to affect all these other things? All of a sudden, that just basically, it's like, you know, it takes us back to, it takes us back to at least Psalm 113, and I'm gonna say this, and then we'll move on. it takes us back to Psalm 112 and 113. I think it was 112. Listen to this. Psalm 112, actually, if you haven't watched the devotion, at least spend some time. Happy is the person who fears the Lord. Hallelujah. Happy is taking great delight in his commands, right? And then what I love about that is that, like, okay, this person is happy. What's he like? His descendants will be powerful in the land. Generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light shines in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, compassionate, and righteous. Good will come to the one who lends generously and conducts his business fairly. This is my verse here. He will never be shaken. The righteous one will be remembered forever. He will not fear bad news. His heart is confident, trusting in the Lord, right? His heart is assured. He will not fear. In the end, he will look in triumph over his foes, right? Like, that just kind of, like, if you fear the Lord, you're happy because you will not even fear on the day of bad news, right? Mm. Just really, like, that's what I was muttering even today when my laptop was actually acting funny. I was like, he'll not fear on the day of bad news. So, things like, anyway. So, yeah, that's the fear of the Lord is something that needs to be restored back in our lives. Not that fear that drives us away from him. Mm-hmm. That fear that like drives us closer to him. So yeah, that's.
Yeah. I'm just imagining the when the scariest guy in town is your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody in town can touch you.
Yeah. Yep.
Like maybe can't think of an example, but maybe like Evander Holyfield's, you know, friends, or, you know, when they're walking through town, like, you gonna touch me? Like,
yeah,
you
know, yeah.
Like, but I guarantee you, if Holyfield was angry at them, they'd be scared.
Yeah.
So yep. there was a fear there, but they also gave them no fear.
Yeah, it makes it in such a way that, like, okay, God is my, if God is this God who created the universe, is also my Father. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, that changes things. Yeah. You know, that changes things, and that changes how I conduct life. And so, that is the journey that I'm hoping we will be taking here in the next couple of weeks. Just looking and seeing how it affects. And this week, at least, we're looking at how it affects just human dignity. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
That's good. Well, thank you for your time, and looking forward to the series, because I think it is... We don't like to talk about this kind of stuff, like fearing... Well, confessing what we fear, and I think it's a little... confusing when people say the thought about fearing God when he is love. Well, love casts out fear, and
yeah,
you know, it's, I'm sure people are going to have a lot, this series is going to bring a lot of clarity to all that, so looking forward to it. So to everybody listening, thank you for joining us. If you haven't heard the sermon, please go back and do so. If there felt like there was some things missing, that's okay, because if you haven't heard the sermon and you feel like some things are missing, that's okay, because this by design was not meant to replace the sermon. It's supposed to be in addition to the sermon. So please go back and listen to it. If you have any questions, if you have any needs, prayer requests, please reach out. You can contact us at info@citychurchpa.org, or give us a call, or stop in on Sunday morning. We'd love to see you. So again, thank you for listening. Have a good week. God bless.
Nice.